Hello, everyone.
Welcome to our podcast.
It's not how you start, but how you finish.
We are your co-hosts,
Solomon
and Jamila Jefferson.
We want you all to know,
no matter the cards we've been dealt in life or the mistakes we've made,
we will not allow our past to determine our future.
We welcome Kayla Peters to share some of her journey being on the autism spectrum and where she is now on her current journey. Welcome, Kayla.
Welcome.
How you doing, Kayla?
Okay, good.
Amen.
All right. So briefly share a little bit about your name and your favorite hobbies and things to do. I know we said your name earlier, but please feel free.
My name is Kayla. I'm 20 years old. I'm about to turn 21 in May. And I like to watch movies, go for walks, and go bowling.
Nice, Kayla. Awesome. So share some things that stood out to you when you were like younger, growing up, related to being on the spectrum, along with some of your other conditions. So you were diagnosed like in the fifth grade. So I guess you were about like 10 or so, 2014.
Yes.
All right. So tell us some things that stood out to you when you were growing up. Like, how were you feeling in your body and, you know, some things that stand out?
It felt weird because I didn't know what to do.
Okay, Kenneth, I like that answer. So let me ask you this. What were some of your challenges back then?
I didn't know how to take a shower. I didn't like to eat certain foods. I didn't like to do certain things.
Okay. Right. And I remember the hygiene piece because actually I'm glad you mentioned that because I had the opportunity the other day talking with someone that have some, you know, kids that are autistic and it was mentioned about the hygiene piece and, you know, it made me reflect and I'm like, oh, I remember when you used to struggle in that area and we did struggle, but we thank the Lord that we got through it with resources and services and support.
Prayer.
Definitely prayer. Amen.
So let me ask you this, Kayla. Back then, what were some things that you was afraid of?
I was afraid of Garfield.
Yeah, we remember that Garfield.
What some other things?
In the escalators at the mall.
Yep.
Okay.
And just like you struggled with your hygiene when you were at school age and you struggled with the phobias, you're not at that place anymore. And we just praise God for that process and, you know, being patient and being as supportive as we were able to with you in that area. So how was it going to school? I remember you went to like a private daycare and then you went to public school and then you went to a charter school. And then finally you got transferred out of the charter school. But how was it going to school during the times you could remember, and then we'll ask you another question.
I like CCIU the best.
When I went
for cooking and cosmetology,
yes,
and automotive,
right,
hospitality.
Yeah, you know what? I remember CCIU based on where you were placed at and where you were living. And, you know, I remember all them IEP meetings and some of the things that stood out to me in your IEP was that they wanted to make sure that you did like with your education, vocational job learning. I remember you making cakes and selling things. Remember you used to sell like pastries and stuff?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. And I know you like cooking shows as well. So like definitely that's awesome. And I know you want to do culinary, which is a blessing as well.
So Kenny, let me ask you this. What are some things that you like to cook?
I like to bake. One time I made cheesecake. One time I made mac and cheese and chicken wings, fried chicken.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Kayla. Right.
Cakes, cupcakes, lemon cake, cheesecake.
Okay. Amen. Okay. Look at that. That's what I'm talking about, you know? And so how was it before, and, you know, when you found out that you were going to graduate, because I know we had some struggles with schooling, and I thank God that everything was like lined up and ordained as to how God had you finish out and graduate. And it was just like a 360 all of a sudden. based on where you, you know, finished before you graduated. So how did it make you feel when you learned that you were about to graduate from high school, which happened last year?
It made me feel happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew I finally did the right things to get a diploma.
Oh, praise God. Amen.
Now, Kayla, I'm going to say something to you, and I want you to take your time to respond to this, because this was a while back. Because during your season, sometimes you got a little upset and got a little physical at times. Now, do you remember when you was on the bus and you and the bus driver got into an altercation? How do you feel about that now that it's all over? Because at that time, you wasn't remorsed about it. You didn't care. But how do you feel about that now? I mean, how do you think about a situation like that now?
I don't know. I'm not like physically aggressive anymore. And I know how to talk out my problems now because I have a lot of therapy.
Amen. We're so proud of you because, yes, in addition to being on the spectrum, you had the mood dysregulation disorder.
Yes.
Which that has definitely, like you said, you haven't had aggressive behaviors or unsafe behaviors in that route. Because believe me, we remember tearing up stuff, but look at God, you know, in and out of crisis, but look at God, look at where you are now, you know, and this is going to help so many people who are listening that are in the middle of going through what we've experienced. That's why we're doing this, to give people inspiration and hope and to show how God is so faithful and that we're so proud of you with using your skills and techniques that you continue to learn through therapy, through your programming. And, you know, we thank God for prayer as well. And we thank God when you get on the prayer line. And you used to be shy at first, but now Kayla's like asking for prayers for things and thanking God for things.
Testify.
So, yes, we just give you God the glory for that. You have come a long ways and we are so grateful. So as we move along, we're going to wrap up soon, but what are some of your favorite things to do? I know you had mentioned some of your hobbies earlier, but what are some of your favorite things you like to do?
I like to watch movies. Mm-hmm. My favorite movie is, I like the Disney movie Enchanted, where the princess comes out of the pothole in New York.
Nice. And I remember you like Marvel and Star Wars.
Yeah.
You feel like those?
Yeah.
And I love how God has blessed you with things that are so unique, right? Because there's certain things that I'll be like, I didn't even think about that. And I'm like, look at Kayla saying this or helping me out. Because I'm like, I had no clue. So I just give God the glory for your great strength of your memory and things that like I or others may have not even been aware of. And so I thank God for gracing you in that area.
Amen. Because as far as I'm concerned, Kayla, you are a movie critic. But
yes.
Other than movies, what are some other things you like to do?
I like to take walks. I like to go bowling. Mm-hmm. I like to go shopping.
Amen.
What about eating?
Yeah, I like going out to eat.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
I know you do. Amen. And, you know, as I reflect, I remember like we did so many meetings, like IEP meetings and things of those things. And, you know, I thank God that season is over. But now the journey that we're on is through occupational vocational rehab, which we got another agency that we're working with. And that's another thing I want to share with parents is that it's so important to continue to advocate for your child when things may not be going right or things aren't clear. I know I have reached out to the Disability Rights Network and the lawyers and people were supportive in that area for me when, you know, I think when you had your assessment with one of the counties for a work-based program, and now we're working with another agency. So we're looking forward to that because you'll be able to, in addition to the work that you do now, you'll be able to do other things that is kind of closely line up with you wanting to do culinary. So I thank God for that. I know you're excited.
And let me ask you another question, Kayla, that's not on the list. There were some times in the past when me and your mom was trying to do things for you and you didn't want us to, but now you're more open to us doing things for you. Can you speak on that for a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what people would think of me when they found out I had autism. I thought I was people are going to be mean to me, but they're not mean to me. They're understanding. Amen. If you just tell them, and I was a little confused because I thought she was sending me to the hospital on purpose, but she was sending me to the hospital to help me.
Praise God.
Amen. And, you know, we definitely thank you for being open, and you've come a long ways in regards to you just sharing that. And, you know, the month of April is autism awareness, right? As well as now they say autism acceptance, which allows people to learn and understand to accept, you know, that autistic people are recognized and have the opportunities that they deserve. And I got that from the World Autism Awareness Day site. And we celebrate differences as it's listed in honor of Autism Awareness Month. And we thank God for you, you know, because without you and without God not allowing you to be in this world, like, you couldn't be able to be where you are. And I just give God the glory for that inspiration. No, it wasn't always easy, but look at God now. And I thank God that you shared that your feelings about things as we were going, as you went through it, because I didn't really realize
Yes. And just like Jamila just said, it's been a long up and down journey. But Kayla, let me ask you this. What have you learned from your journey up until this point today? What have you learned?
I've learned that people can be nice and not mean.
Praise God. And
that if I just ask for something, I can get it rather than acting out.
Amen.
And, you know, even when you did act out, you know, there were consequences, but God is faithful and loving and forgiving. And so, you know, moving past that and learning from it is such a blessing, because you have come such a long ways. And I thank God that God gives us grace as well when we fall short and make mistakes. And this is what this platform is about, is to inspire, to encourage, to bring awareness so that others will have hope. So we just give God the glory for that.
Amen. I got another question, Kayla. I want you to think about this question before you answer it. And it says, what have been your greatest achievement so far?
Graduating high school.
Amen. Praise God. I remember that. That was so amazing. Yeah,
it was a beautiful graduation.
Yes, that was
and I'm
nice.
So glad me and your mom, me and Jamila, was able to be a part of it. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, we thank God that we and Mama and Gabby was able to be there, and everyone, and also others from, you know, the place where you were at, they came to be supportive. And, you know, God is so faithful. God is so faithful. So, yeah, like, also we're in a season of wanting to have you closer to us because you're in another county that's kind of far away. So we're in the works of, like, looking for that, because we know, we thank God that you're able to have your own independence and own place of where you're at, and to get the support that you continue to get through mentorships and your therapists and your programming. And so we just give God the glory for that. So we know God will come through in God's time. So we're going to wrap up, but what have you learned from your journey to now? Like, anything that stands out? So we asked you that.
I learned that I can just be more independent, and I can take showers now, and I know how to do my laundry, and know how to cook, and I'm not aggressive anymore, and I talk to my therapist now, and I'm not scared of escalators anymore.
Amen. You come a long ways. Amen. And, you know, we thank God. I know you get a monthly injection, which is a blessing that helps keep your mood stable as well. I know at times you were dealing with, like, panic attacks, and you're getting a lot better with that and using your tools. So we continue to keep you in prayer for that. We thank God that that hasn't happened in a while. So,
and just know that it's just one day at a time.
That's all we can do. But, you know, you're going to help so many people. This discussion that we had with you is going to give hope and inspiration, because it continues to bless us. And I pray that you're continuing to thank God for where you are right now. You come a long ways. I mean, fifth grade, 10 years old, and now to be 20, that's like 10 years ago. I'm like, look at God.
Almost 21.
Yes, praise Him.
Hey, Kayla, what are your goals for the future?
My goals for the future is to get my own apartment or house and invite people over so they can taste my cooking and and get a car.
But you know, you got to have to get a car, right?
A driver's license.
Amen.
We've been working on that. Studying for that. So, you know, we're going to close and wrap up, but I just want to give God the glory, even with the different diagnoses that say you have. They say autism spectrum, you had the, you know, I guess challenges with the mood dysregulation disorder, and like also what was it, but it's so many things, but those things don't define you. Like, you have a borderline intellectual IQ, but God is faithful, because it's some things that you know that we're like, where did she get that from? So even though we have conditions that we all have in our lives, we don't allow it to define us, right? We take from it and learn from it and try to do the best that we can and to continue to allow God to keep us. And we continue to get the support we need. Like, you still go to therapy and you still go to your appointments and you still go to programming, because that's important. It's important to continue to get all that it is that's going to continue to help us and help you on your journey.
And one more question before we leave, Kayla, because I know quite a few years back, you struggled a little bit with your spirituality. You used to ask me and Jamila a lot, who God is, and is he really real, and there ain't no God. So how do you feel about that today?
I don't know. It's a little better.
Amen.
Now I read the verse of the day every day.
Okay. Little baby.
What about prayer?
I go on a prayer line every Monday. And Mom and Mr. Sunny pray with me a lot.
Oh.
Amen.
Praise God.
Prayer.
Amen.
And the people on the prayer line.
Amen. Praise God. And it's a process, you know, and we just give God the glory from, again, like we said, like, it's not how you start, but it's how you finish. And you're still on this journey and continue to do well. And we just continue to give you the support that God would have us to do. We thank God
for Yes.
That.
And before Kayla leaves, I wanted to personally say, I thank God for what he has done in her life, because Jamila is her mother. And I'm her bonus father. And we had some struggles with Kayla in the past. But through prayer and trusting God, here we are today. So I just thank God for Kayla being open to the will of God, being open to the ways of God, and not giving up, because it couldn't have been the other way. But thanks be to God.
But God, amen. And I just wanted to share that, you know, we know so many people in our family who have autism, and like, I think you have a cousin on your dad's side, and we have others that we know with kids with autism in our family. And so, you know, Kayla, I mean, look at God, you know, God is faithful. And no matter what we've been through, like the in and out, like I said, the crises, the hospitalizations, the residential treatment facilities, look at where we are at this point in life. So that's what we're so grateful to continue to give God the glory for it. And we thank God for our village. We thank God for our church family. We thank God for prayer warriors. We thank God for people that continue to provide awareness. We thank God for all your therapists, all the IEP meetings, everything we had, like, so much. Yes.
Amen.
So, yeah.
Because I can honestly say that just for us to be here doing this episode, that ain't nothing but God.
Amen. We thank God for family and friends as well.
So we want to thank you, Kayla. We really want to thank you. And we want to encourage you as continuously to continue to seek God's face and continue doing your work.
Amen. And we're so proud of you, Kayla. We love you so much. Anything you want to say before we leave?
Thank you for having me.
Amen.
Oh, we're grateful to have had you.
Love you. God bless you.
We love you, Kayla.
Me too.
So no matter the cards we've been dealt in life or the mistakes we have made, it does not define who we are or where we are going. It is just a part of our story and the journey that God has us on to not only learn from these different experiences, but to sometimes be able to help support, encourage, and inspire others who may be going through similar situations. My husband and I have learned this to be true because of our different life experiences, which have led us in wanting to continue to share our stories along with others to know it is not how you start, but how you finish.